You are listening to another Screenfish One-on-One, this time live with director Kelly Asbury. With films such as Shrek 2, Romeo and Juliet, and Smurfs The Lost Village to his credit, Kelly's latest project is Ugly Dolls, starring Kelly Clarkson, Pitbull, and Blake Shelton. In this one-on-one, we get to speak to Kelly about what it takes to bring toys to life, the joy of animation, and the meaning of perfection. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Screenfish. Hi, Kelly. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Thanks so much for chatting with me.
Oh, I'm happy to do it.
Ugly Dolls looks like a blast. I was wondering how you got involved with this particular project.
Well, my friend Jane Hartwell, who is also the producer of the film, called me one day and said they were looking for a director for this project that was underway called Ugly Dolls. And would I be interested in coming in? And I didn't really know anything about the project. I'd heard of Ugly Dolls as a toy line in the past, but I didn't know much more than that. So I read the script, and I went in, and I saw what they had, which was very little at that time. But they did have the story mapped out, and I loved the beginning with the song Couldn't Be Better, which was already there. And I loved the ending, which I won't give away, but if you saw the movie or see it, you'll know what it is. And I said, okay, well, there's no better way to start on a movie than having a great ending and a great beginning, so I'll take it. And I said I would do it, and fortunately, we were able to dive in and get to know the characters, and very quickly, I realized that this was a very heartfelt, very emotional story with a lot of characters feeling a lot of things. And as a result of that, I said, look, let's make this a musical. We've got this great first song. Let's get Chris Lennertz and Glenn Slater, the songwriters, to give us eight or more new songs to go through here and make those the emotional benchmarks for the movie. And that really is what started things off for me, and we moved forward, and we did just that, and we made ourselves an animated musical that, in my opinion, the way I made it and the way we approached it was just an old-fashioned movie musical, like Singing in the Rain or American in Paris. We took it that far, and we just said, let's make this an old Hollywood musical with new characters.
Wow, okay, so when you first came on the project, it wasn't actually a musical, because
it just had one song.
Was that part of the idea behind, because it looks like you've got, most of the people that you've got involved are musicians that are... That's something unique to the project, at least as I saw.
Yeah, and when we started the musical, when we started casting people, we found after Kelly Clarkson came on, and we had Pitbull already, and Kelly Clarkson came on, and she took so quickly to the character, and she really gave us herself. I mean, the character of Moxie is Kelly Clarkson through and through. They're one and the same. They really fit together. She even asked us if we wrote the part for her, and while we didn't intentionally, from that point forward, we started writing, she became the character, and it helped us a lot with Moxie's going forward and her attitude and her mental state during different parts of the movie. And Kelly was great for that, and she really was able to relate to it. But as a result, we thought, okay, well, who could be good in these other roles that is not necessarily a traditional actor and someone who might be able to give us the singing and the performance? And we then, for the character of Mandy, we went to Janelle Monáe, who is an actress, obviously, and a very good singer. And so that just sort of started things rolling. And the primary cast we got were recording artists who actually also were actors. So
in developing a story for this film, we've seen this with a number of films in the last few years, but I mean, you're really creating a story for a toy line that, you know, has existed for a while. So we've seen this before with things like the Lego Movie. I know Playmobil is having a film come out. Is that a challenge, or is there a lot of room to play?
It is a challenge. And I'll tell you, for me, one thing that I like to do, as much as do a you know, in this case, I had never done a movie that there were toys that existed first. And what's difficult about that is that's like someone coming to you and saying, hey, there's this great character on, let's say, Saturday Night Live, but it's just a character. It's almost just a costume that a guy puts on. Let's make an entire feature film about that.
Hmm.
You know, that's like, okay, wait a minute. We have to figure out who is the character. What sort of things are important to this character? What does he or she do? And with the case of Ugly Dolls, what was fortunate is while the Ugly Dolls were established as a toy line, there were a few things that each of them had some sort of vocation. Each of them had some sort of little quirk if you knew them and read about what they were doing. But it wasn't so developed that the characters were defined.
Mm.
So we were able to say, okay, if we're going to take this character, Moxie, and we're going to really come up with a story for her, in the process of trying to create, as I say, sort of a Hollywood musical, I started thinking to myself, okay, what if this were Debbie Reynolds, or what if this were Judy Garland, or what if this were, I picked someone in my brain that I just did for myself, and I said, okay, what kind of movie would they make if they were a character that was deeply in need of something they couldn't attain? You know, and I started thinking of, like I said, Singing in the Rain and Wizard of Oz and all the pictures. And I started saying, okay, let's delve into Moxie as that main character and surround her by supporting characters who help her achieve that goal. We didn't want to do exactly any of those movies, but we wanted to at least have the same setup. And I think that was a helpful jump-off point, is because we didn't know a lot about what the Ugly Dolls were all about. So that's a challenge, because you know the characters you need in the movie. Certainly the studio is telling you, we really want Bobo in there. We really want Wade in there. And so you go, okay, here's my chopped basket, and now I have to make something.
Right.
And that's sort of what it feels like at the top. And then after a while, you're cooking, and it feels better.
You have had an incredible career working on a number of amazing animated films. It's really cool to see. Was there something unique about Ugly Dolls? And what is it about that form that keeps drawing you back?
Well, I love animation from the time I was a child. And I've been there working in the industry from the 2D world, when a big resurgence in animation happened with Little Mermaid and Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And I think that I was really lucky to be in the animation business during the advent of CG and watching CG begin to develop. I was able to work on Toy Story and see this great vision that Pixar had in order to create something that rivaled the 2D acting and the 2D emotions. And then from Toy Story on, it's been amazing to watch the explosion of CG. I'm sorry that 2D has gone by the wayside as much as it has, because I think that is also an art form that should be recognized as something very valuable. In the meantime, we have to keep going forward, and I know that CG is what's, you know, it's what people want to see at the moment.
Right.
And I do love it. I do think it's an amazing art form. The same artists that do 2D are able to adapt to 3D, so the same mentality and the same thought process goes into it. It's just a new paintbrush, really. So telling all these different stories, every movie has its own set of challenges and has its own sort of personality, if you will, and these movies really do take on a life of their own. So there's not any two movies, there's no two experiences that are similar. It's each a very different voyage, and you get on that ship and you head for places unknown, and then suddenly one day you see land and you go, okay, we're almost done. And when you hit land, land, you've got a movie, and it takes a whole team of people all making sure that that ship is going in the right direction. And that's not as easy as it sounds. It's very easy for a film to go off course. Hmm. It's very easy to have something happen that you didn't think should happen, and it's forced on you. That certainly happens with big studio movies, but you have to keep pushing forward and stay as true as you can to what you know the movie needs to be. And all you can do is cross your fingers once it's finished. But I have confidence in Ugly Dolls, and I love the movie, and I'll never be more proud of anything.
That's exciting. It looks like it's going to be great. The film certainly expresses that it's about embracing differences and not perfection. I was wondering, can you talk a little bit about this and why you think it's so important?
Well, first of all, I think the movie is as much about embracing yourself as it is others. It's about looking in the mirror. Hmm. And what you see, realizing that what you see is just fine, and that what you see can go out in the world and be just as happy and do just as many things as anyone else, and that what you see is not as important as what's inside. And being, you know, everybody is an ugly doll. I think every morning when we wake up and look in the mirror, we're an ugly doll. Mm. We may be a different version of that, but we all have to say, okay, this is it. This is me. This is what I am today. And this is what I'm going out in the world as. And you have to have confidence with that. You can't feel bad about it. Different people have different ideas of what pretty or ugly are. I mean, they're just words. And perfection is just a word, and it's impossible to attain. So why fret if you're not exactly like the person in the magazine that you admire? That's that person. Let them be who they are, but you be who you are. And it never really works when you try to duplicate someone else's version of themselves. You're just trying to be someone else. I think all of those things are bundled up into one message, and that message to me in this movie is, let's be kind to each other and to ourselves. Just try kindness. Go out into the world with it and see what happens. Because kindness is real. Kindness is a word that is there.
That's phenomenal. It opens this Friday?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful.
It does. And I think maybe some previews on Thursday night, depending on where you are. So.
Right. Of course. Of course. Thank you so much for chatting with me, Kelly. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much.